With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude, via video conference with our association members in San Jose, California, USA, on July 10th, 2008.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Last year, bee colonies around the world collapsed. And the news is saying that now over 60% have disappeared just since last year. Oh. They say if it happens again this year, we could end up with no more fruits and vegetables within 2 years. Is eating organic enough for us to reverse this? Or what else can we do to help pollinating insects?
It's not just one thing, huh? Of course, organic farming is the best, yeah? It's the ideal for health and the planet. When I say planet, I mean for all the inhabitants, you know, the bees and insects and animals alike. Because if we're using chemical, then of course they're going to die out sooner or later, big and small. That's why the bees are disappearing. I don't know what else to pollinate the fruit and vegetables except what nature has already provided to us. And we have been destroying this ecosystem. It's a very sad affair. Now, again, you know, the government had to imply another kind of farming techniques. Farming policy has to change, you know, from inside out, from up to down, and every farmer must know about it. Otherwise, not just bees colonies collapse, you know, many others, insects, many others, useful insects on helpful animals that will be dying out. They are dying out every day now, a lot of them. And I am just as sad as you are and as frustrated. We got to pray for heaven's help. And if you can, tell the farmers, tell the government to change it. We use only beneficial products for agriculture. Otherwise, we will have nothing left, as you said.
Thank you, Master.
Hello, Master. It's good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Well, thank you. In order to reduce my footprint, I've been growing my own food.
Wow.
Yeah, it's all no chemicals, it's all natural, all organic, and it's very tasty. You can't buy this in the market. It's just so juicy.
Very good, very good.
So sometimes there's insects, obviously, that they get to it before I do, so I remove them as fast as I can. But I hear them screaming, especially like the snails.
You can hear them screaming?
Yeah, they make some kind of sound.
Good ears, okay.
So I talk to them and I tell them it's going to be okay, I'm just moving you. But a lot of these animals seem like they have very good instincts, and you know, when there's an earthquake or tsunami, they know before we do.
Yeah.
So my question is, do these divine animals, are they already sensing some of the possible calamities and disasters that might occur?
Yeah, sure. The animals are worrying, yeah? But when your snails screaming there, they were just worried for that moment. That was not for tsunami or any disaster of any kind. Their own personal disaster, because you remove them from their own meal, from the salad. Okay, every time you remove one, you pick a piece of lettuce or something and take it along with him for picnic, okay?
Yeah, I remove him with the leaf.
Yes, yes, so that he sustain himself for a while until he find a different food.
Understand.
Fast food chain or something, some kind on the way. Wow, you can hear the snails screaming?
Yes, and they also they emit some kind of like ooze, like protective layer by the entrance, like saliva.
They produce that to protect themselves, of course.
Immediately.
Because they were worried that what are you going to do to them? Of course, all the insects, animals are very afraid of humans. We are huge and we are not always human. Yes, that's the thing. And even though you have become vegetarian, but it's not from birth even, and even then the size of the human and the, you know, the human as a whole, we've been eating, you know, the whole planet. The birds from the sky, they do us no harm, we shoot them down and eat them. The fish in the sea, they just swim in there happily, and we net them up and then fry them. So just the sight of humans make everyone very afraid. Of course, it takes time to know that you are not harmful to them, you see, and talking to them does help. Talk to them before you remove, not after, because by then they already might have heart attack, huh? Every time I remove some insect from my house, I tell them first, okay, calm down now, I'm going just to put you in a glass just for a few seconds or even a split second, and then I'm going to free you. And just please stay still or go down to my level so I can get you. And then the flies, they go down and stay in where I can reach them. Yes. Or some other moth or, you know, butterflies and something like that. Not all of them listen. Some of them still panic or by habit flying high. But mostly they listen. They come down. So I can reach them, because I say, if you're on the ceiling, I can't reach you. Just come down now on the table, lay there and wait. And then they do that. Yes, and they don't panic, okay?
Yes.
Well, my God, you can hear them screaming. You are very developed in screaming detectiveness. You can talk to animals or just hear them screaming, that's it?
No, yeah, I feel them sometimes, yeah.
Okay, that's good. So now you know that what I told you is truth. That animals do have feeling, even the snails. Can you imagine a bigger one or anyone else? It's truly, all of them have souls.
It's true what you said, that we can start hearing you inside, or that ability, because sometimes I think of something and then the next lecture you mention that, and so that information is out there.
Okay.
It's nice to know.
It's nice. Well, I told you, even the ants, the insect, they all have pain and fear like us human. Okay, so that's good that you're a vegetarian, huh?
Absolutely.
See? That we do no harm to these innocent creatures. Told you they are just like us.
Hi. So many species are being mapped for their DNA. Because of this, the development of genetically modified food is causing many plants to not be able to reproduce. What is the fastest thing we can do to help stop these kinds of practices? Thank you.
Write to the government. Write to anyone who's in power. talk to whomever you know that doing it. Tell them the harm that genetic modified food will do to other plants and the planet in the long run.
Thank you.
Many countries have prohibited it already, and we hope that all will do the same before it's too late. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
The question I have is, I read recently that refined sugar uses charcoal from incinerated cow bones in order to bleach the sugar. Maybe many people aren't aware of it, but shouldn't we encourage people all over the world to boycott refined sugar in all of its forms and choose organic sugar, maple, and other forms of sweeteners?
Oh, yes, of course, if we can do that.
Yes, Master.
Yeah, no wonder why sugar is no good for you, apart from the, compound that they inherit, is also this karmic burden that go with it. It's horrible. My goodness, where do they find all these cow bones to bleach the sugar?
Master, they find them in India, Pakistan, South America, Africa. It takes about 9 pounds per cow that they use in charcoal. And I did this research. They did on average 70,000 pounds of bone char per silo. The silo is 20 feet wide and 70 feet high that they push the sugar through to refine it. The technology is there and they don't need to do this.
Oh my goodness. I guess they just want to get rid of the cow bones as well after they eat the meat.
That's right.
Oh, horrible, horrible.
It just breaks my heart, Master.
Horrible. Well, we have to provide this information maybe on Supreme Master Television, on website, or any website that you can get your hand on, okay?
Yes, Master.
Oh, it's horrible. Everything you eat nowadays, you feel so scared. So scared that it might relate into some cruelty of some kind.
Yes, Master.
Thank you for telling us this.
Thank you, Master. Love to you.
Yeah, we have to let people know. Meanwhile, you use a brown sugar, organic sugar, natural sugar, okay?
Yes, Master.
Right, or maple syrup, or fruit syrup. Use them sparingly anyway, all right?
Hi, Master.
Hi.
It's been a long time to see you since the last time I talked to you.
Oh, we will see each other some other time and soon.
I have a question regarding our precepts. Our precepts saying that we have to be vegetarian without using eggs, but using cheese or dairy products is fine. But lately, we are trying to stress not to use animal products. But my question is, so if our brother or sister eat cheese or milk, are they breaking the precepts?
No, they are not. Because for using cheese or milk, we don't have to kill any animals. Fine. But it is not good for their health, not good for the feeling, in our heart, and not very green.
Thank you, Master.
Actually, in the old time when people just use a little cow milk, averagely and modestly, just like organic farming method, it wouldn't be too bad. But nowadays they put them all in a factory, and force them all kind of medical, sometimes poison, antibiotic, etc., whatever they can do to force the cow to even produce more milk than they should do. Sometimes they produce too much milk that they even could not stand anymore. Their bones are rotten and brittle and broken. This is beyond cruelty. Beyond cruelty, just for the greed. We don't have to eat that much cheese. Before all this so-called civilization emerged, people eat cheese now and again, But nowadays they just eat for anything, they put cheese in anything, and they just do anything just because somebody has lobbied some governments to advertise even that milk is good. And they actually lobby for it.
Yes.
And so they advertise that milk is good, and everybody believe in it. It's not all that good even for our health. I told many times already, even as we are grown up, we don't have enzyme to even digest the milk anymore. Yeah? So if we force ourselves to eat all that, it's not even natural. Emergency-wise, you know, the baby drink cow's milk when she or he doesn't have mother's milk. That was just for emergency. And nowadays, they force the babies all to drink cow's milk so that the mother is free of burden and obligation to breastfeed the child, even though they all know that breastfeeding is the best for the immune system of the child even. But you see, the more we are so-called civilized, the worse we are doing. I don't know anymore. Yeah? All right. It would be better that we could avoid milk and cheese, dairy product, for the sake of the cows, and also to support the greener planet. Because if we take milk and cheese a lot, then they also continue to raise the cows, and that would take a loss of pasture and maybe even deforestation, because they don't do it the natural way anymore, that's all. You know, I'm not into forbidding you anything. I'm just telling you the cost of the milk and the dairy products nowadays is not economically affordable anymore, because they do it en masse. And also they put all kind of chemical things in it. If you cannot go without cheese, then please do less and less and less, the less the possible, okay? Good also for your health.
Well, I myself, I don't consume a lot of cheese or milk.
Yes.
I try to avoid it as much as possible.
Yeah, I understand.
Right,
it's
now,
good.
I just basically just go on almost vegan. So
yes,
I think that's
good.
The best way, and I feel much better too.
It's good for you. It's good for you. In the beginning, you know, we make it easier for all to transit. But now I think it's time to limit our use of animal products for obvious reason. Even for the convenient method people, I advise you, please, go complete vegetarian and vegan. When I say vegetarian, I mean vegan. I'm just afraid that a lot of people are not used to with the word vegan, so I use vegetarian, because vegetarian implied vegetable, and it's more obvious to me and to everybody else. But because nowadays everybody say they're vegetarian and they eat egg and milk and cheese also, so I tell Supreme Master Television to put vegetarian and inside the bracket vegan. Or I say animal-free product or plant-based diet, just to make sure people don't put eggs in my diet. They eat egg or fish and shrimps and all that. And I say these are not vegetable. They call them living beings, yeah? They jump, huh? Even the snail screams. I'm sure the shrimp scream. For example, the language. When they put them in the water to boil, they scream. They scream very loud. And it's a heart-piercing voice. Terrible. My goodness, when will our planet be more civilized? I really pray for that day. I hope I live to see the day that everybody look upon animals with respect and love.
Yeah, I really do pray too, Master.
Yeah.
Thank you, Master. I haven't seen you for a long time, so it's really, really nice and happy to talk to you again.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
During the 2007 Formosa retreat, you mentioned that we were still climbing the slope to reach the peak of the Golden Age. And at that time, we were only one-third of the way, not even halfway yet. If we can't save our planet, will we be able to reach the peak of the Golden Age right away, meaning 4 or 5 years from now?
Sure, sure. Almost right away, yeah? If all of the human adhere to the new way of life, meaning being vegan, vegetarian, peace, love, and green, we will reach the top right now.
Wow.
But anyway, you are in Golden Age, so don't worry.
Thank you, Master. I love you.
I love you too.
Thank you for your company for today's Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for part 3 of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion, Have a Positive Vision and Attitude. And now, Good People, Good Works is coming up next right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's grace, may all beings live harmoniously in dignity and respect.